So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. B'kol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that any type of food, except for salt and water, can be used in the ruvei chatzeres or shetuvim avois. Rabbi Shua Emir, kiku hu erev. Rabbi Shua holds that only bread and only a complete loaf can be used for an erev. A partial loaf of bread, no matter how large, cannot be used. A whole loaf, even as small as an isser, a common coin, can be used. Rashi adds, provided that there are enough loaves to reach the minimum shear of the amount of food necessary for the erev, as taught on the previous daf. Bezman shehim merubin, mazin shtei sudas l'kulan. When they are many, which the Gemara explains to mean 18 or more people, we only need the equivalent of 2 meals worth, which is 18 gregers, and no more than that, no matter how many people are included. Bezman shehim mu'atin, kegregers l'chol echad v'echad. When there are less than 18 people, we require a gregers for each person. The Gemara asks what the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is in our Mishnah, considering that we already had a Mishnah of Chavav that said that b'chol ma'arvin mishtatvin chutz min ha'mayim u'melach. First, the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Eliezer is highlighting that, unlike Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, foods other than bread are permissible. The Gemara rejects this because the word b'chol may be referring to different types of bread, and even Rabbi Eliezer might hold that other foods cannot be used. Instead, the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Eliezer is teaching that even a prusa, a broken piece of bread, can be used, unlike Rabbi Yeshua, who insists on a shlema, a complete loaf of bread, out of concern for Eva, that people who donated a whole loaf will resent those who donated a partial loaf. Even in cases where everybody donates a prusa, Rabbi Yeshua does not allow it, because Shema Yachzer Davar L'Kukuloi, people might continue to give broken loaves, even when others give whole loaves. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, even according to Rabbi Yeshua that we need to use a full loaf of bread, if a small piece was removed, like 1/48 of the loaf for the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, of challah's nachtim, that a professional baker separates, or for removing truma that had become mixed with the dough in an amount of 1% or less, the bread is still considered whole. If the hafrashas challah was done in a challah's balabayis, an amateur baker in his own home, the amount that must be taken is 1/24th, that would make the loaf incomplete and unfit for an erev. Rav Chisda adds that if ha'tifra b'kisim, a broken loaf is held together with a toothpick, in a way that people cannot tell that it is broken, it is still considered whole and can be used for an erev. Shmuel held ma'arvin b'pas oiris, we can make an erev with rice bread, but there are conflicting reports whether he also allowed pas doich and millet bread for an erev. Rav Chibar Oven Amarav even allowed lentil bread, but when lentils are mixed with other grains, the bread becomes repugnant, just like the bread Yechezkel made. Zok the Mishnah, Noisen adam ma'ol lechen v'nei, ulanachtem kedei sheyizkel lo erev, divrei b'Eliezer. B'Eliezer holds that a person can join an erev by giving money to a storekeeper or baker who will be providing the food to be used for the erev. V'chacham amrim lo yizachu lo ma'isa. V'chacham disagree and hold that a kinyan is not accomplished with ma'is by giving money, rather requires mashicha, taking physical possession of the food, and he has not acquired the bread, and is therefore not joined in the erev. If the storekeeper goes ahead with it, and is mezakeh him some bread to him in the erev, it does not work, because ein ma'arvin la'adam ela medayte. A person cannot be a shlech for another person to participate in an erev unless he appointed him as his agent. However, the Mishnah says, giving money to a bal habayis would work, as Rashi explains, that since a private individual does not generally sell bread, he meant to appoint him as his agent to include him in the erev, and the money is for his effort. Shmuel adds that so too saying aravli, making the storekeeper a shliach to include him, the erev would work. Saying zachali, trying to take ownership of the erev food, does not work. Also, instead of giving money to the storekeeper, he made a kinyan chalipin with a kli, he would acquire the bread and be joined in the erev. The Gemara explains the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, holei mashach. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Eliezer allows the storekeeper to include this person in the erev if he did not do a proper kinyan mashicha. The Gemara answers, Aser Rabbi Eliezer ka'arba'a prokim b'shana. Rabbi Eliezer allows the giving of money alone to work as a kinyan regarding the erev, as on the days before Shemini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and maybe Yom Kippur, where we allow money alone to acquire meat in order to make it easy to buy meat during these times. The Gemara explains it two ways. Amar b'shomu by Yitzchak, b'shazicheloi al de'achar. Another person made a meshich on his behalf. On those 4 days, we assume that he wants to buy the meat. Therefore, the kinyan is effective based on zachon adam shle b'fanav. We can accomplish something for a person without his consent if it is clearly to his benefit. On other days, he may not want to spend the money. Therefore, the kinyan is not effective based on ein chav al adam shle b'fanam. We cannot accomplish something for a person without his consent if it may be to his detriment. The erev is also considered eschus. Amr b'yechanon devat Torah mo'iz kindness. The original din derais is that mo'iz kindness, giving of the money, accomplishes the kinyan. Omanema amr meshicha kaina. The Chacham made a takana that giving money alone does not make a kinyan. Rather, he must pull it toward himself to effect a kinyan because of gzeris shemayemru nistrefu chetecha b'aliyah. A concern that after having received the money, a seller will do nothing to save the produce from being destroyed by fire, since it no longer belongs to him. Therefore, on those 4 days, himidu chacham divrei ma divrei Torah. We revert to the original halacha that money does affect the kinyan. So too, regarding Erev, we allow the original halacha. The Mishnah continues. Yehuda says, the storekeeper cannot include the person in Erev Tchumen without his consent because it is a possible chayv. Whatever distance the person gains in one direction as a result of the Erev, he loses in the other direction. But the storekeeper can include him in Eruv Chatzeres or Shetufim Avayis without his consent because it is certainly his chus with no disadvantage at all. Yehuda Mashmul Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda here and adds, in every other Mishnah where he discusses halachas of an Erev, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, except where he discusses halachas of a mechitza, such as a lechi or a kaira. Even though Rabbi Shuban Levi holds, kamakam shem Rabbi Yehuda a masai ubame b'mishnah seinu, ein el lafarish devich chacham. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses the words a masai ubame, he is only explaining and not arguing on the chacham. Yehuda Mishmul holds that he is arguing and therefore felt it necessary to paskin like him.